You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, underestimated. In 1 Samuel 17, there's a story about David fighting Goliath and taking Goliath down. David is told by Saul in verse 33. It says, "And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." So here David is, he went to where Goliath was because his father Jesse told him to go and gave him things to take for his brothers to have to eat. And while he's there, he's hearing all of this is going on with this Philistine, Goliath. And so he's inquiring to find out, you know, what will be done for whoever takes down this Philistine. He wanted to know. And so when he finds out, you know, what everything is about and what's going on, he then says what he'll do. And so his words are taken back to Saul. So then Saul sends for him to see who is this that's saying that he'll take down this Philistine. So as David is telling them what he'll do, he's letting them know in verse 32. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And then Saul told him, "You're just a boy. You're not able to go against him. You're not able to go against this Philistine and fight." And then David didn't let it move him either way. You know, Saul spoke, and then David proceeded to let him know. In verse 34, "And David said to Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, and delivered it out of the mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And then Saul tried to armor him up into his armor, what he deemed to be appropriate. But then, you know, David let it be known, "Look, this hasn't been proven. I haven't proved this type of armor." Saul tried to put David with the armor that he knew, like the helmet, the brass upon his head, and armed him with a coat of mail. And, you know, then it was like, he had not proved it. So he was like, "Nah, I'm not going to, I'm going to go with the tools that I know. I'm going to go with what I know." So David took the tools that he had. You know, he got 5 stones. He put him in his shepherd's bag. His sling was in his hand. And then he drew near to the Philistine. See, David went with the tools that he knew how to use. And he also went with his faith in God, because he knew the Lord had his back, just as the Lord had his back with the lion and the bear. But what I want to share is, or what I want to focus on is, being underestimated. David did not let the words from Saul cause him to have feelings of inadequacy. David knew that the Lord delivered him out of the paw of that lion and the bear. But he knew he slew them both, and it was the Lord that had his back. And just as the Lord had his back in that situation, the Lord was going to have his back in this situation against this giant named Goliath, the Philistine. So when Saul said what he said to David, underestimating his ability to let him know, "You're a boy, you know, you're youth, you're young, and this Philistine is this giant, Goliath, is a man of war from his boyhood." In other words, he's been doing this since he was young. He's skilled. You're young. You haven't put in enough time. You don't have the skill set to go against somebody like this who's been doing war, fighting in war much longer. He's skilled in it. So the assumption that was made. And a lot of times in life, you may find yourself being underestimated by others, just as David was underestimated in this story when Saul underestimated David's skill set. But David gave his qualifications to Saul. It wasn't with arrogance. It wasn't with being prideful. It was just, you know, okay, Saul spoke, and then David spoke too, to give, these are my credentials. But Saul never asked him for his credentials. Why? Saul never asked how he was qualified. Saul just told him by looking at him. How many times has someone looked at you and underestimated what you bring to the table? How many times have you found yourself being underestimated by others? They make assumptions that, just like David, maybe they look at you and feel like you're too young to do whatever this is you're about to do. And that young could be young in age or even young in the arena of what you're stepping into. Maybe there's someone who's been doing something much longer, for many, many years, and they've been deemed as being, you know, seasoned in it. And because it looks like you're just coming in because they've never heard of you, they've never seen you, they don't know your background, they're making an assumption that you lack the qualifications to be able to do what it is that you came to do. And just like David, David gave his qualifications. And once he gave his qualifications, Saul was like, okay. But then Saul tried to give him his armor of what the custom is. And even in that, to underestimate, maybe when you're coming in, you're not going to use the same tools that somebody else use, what people are accustomed to seeing, to make a thing work. And because you're using something different does not mean it's not going to be effective. David used these 5 stones and his sling, and he took down Goliath, hit him in his forehead, and then took Goliath's sword and took off the head of Goliath. He came in knowing he could do it because he knew the Lord had his back. And he also knew what happened with the lion and the bear, his qualifications. Sometimes the things you have experienced in life prepare you for the greater thing. And being underestimated is not to make one feel inadequate or make one feel less than. But in the times of people making assumptions just by looking, you cannot look at one and just assume. And just because one has not heard of a person does not mean they're not qualified to do it. So here we have a situation where Saul made this huge assumption that David was not qualified to go against Goliath. And as he explained, he took down the lion and the bear. And the Lord delivered him out of the paw of both. He would do the same when it came to Goliath. He went in with his faith. And even though Saul underestimated him, he did not let it move him. How many times have you been underestimated? How many times have you found yourself, people, making these assumptions as if you're not qualified to do whatever it is you have come to do? It happens. But just because somebody underestimates what you bring to the table does not mean they are accurate about what it is they're saying. Saul got it wrong. If you get caught up with looking at position or looking at people based on the person who's saying whatever it is they're saying to you, and you let that identify who you are, and you let that, the words coming from them, rest upon you, and you live by that, it'll throw you all off track. David did not let the words from Saul shake him or move him, or cause him to believe that he couldn't do what he came to do and what he was stepping up to the plate to do. He didn't let the words of Saul sway him either way. He stood firm in his belief. He stood firm in his faith. He knew. He knew what he had the skills to do when it came to coming up against this giant. Now, Goliath was 13 feet tall, but he did not allow that to intimidate him. So when it comes to being underestimated, I encourage you, don't let the words of others become a thing to identify your qualifications. People make assumptions. And just like what Saul did here with David in this story in chapter 17 in 1 Samuel. After David took down Goliath, then Saul inquired. He wanted to know, whose son are you? Why not find that information out on the front end? After David did what he said he was going to do, then Saul wanted to know who he was. See, being underestimated doesn't have to be a negative thing if you don't allow it to be a negative thing. Sometimes being underestimated is the element of surprise. And as Saul inquired after David took down Goliath, that is a perfect example of what can happen when others underestimate whatever it is you have come to do. After you do what it is you say you're going to do. Then they may inquire, who are you? Where did you come from? So I encourage you, don't let the words of others who say what you can't do become your truth. And here's my moment of transparency. I found myself on many occasions being underestimated. I've been underestimated in several different aspects of life, whether it's been in the workforce, whether it's been in relationships, gifts, talents, and abilities, business, in many areas. I've been underestimated. I know what that's like. But I also know it's okay, because being underestimated just gives you the opportunity to see how some people operate and how some people just see based on the outward, and they make assumptions. They don't take time to get to know. They don't take time to get in conversation to really understand whatever it is you're bringing to the table. So being underestimated does not have to be viewed as a negative thing. I encourage you to allow your moments of being underestimated to allow you to reflect and see that even though someone else is underestimating whatever you know that you're qualified to do, that is no reflection of you. That's a reflection of that person, because they have taken a moment in time to assume something that is not true. The next time you're underestimated, just know, here is a teachable moment for others to learn something new about you that they didn't know before. It is the element of surprise. David did not look like he could take down this giant. He was young, unheard of. Saul didn't know who he was, but David didn't let that move him either way. He knew what he came to do. And when you find yourself being underestimated, may you remain focused and continue to believe and stand in your truth, knowing you're qualified to do whatever it is you came to do. Do not let being underestimated by others move you into a place to allow that to become your truth. Stand in your truth, knowing you are who God made you to be, and you're qualified to do whatever it is you came to do. That being underestimated is not a negative thing. Being underestimated can be the element of surprise. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength. God, I ask you right now, Lord, that those that have found themselves being underestimated, God, that they allow themselves to continue to stand in being strengthened, to continue to stand in the place, being confident, knowing that whatever it is you placed on the inside of them to do, the task or the thing, Father, that they are in the process of doing, that they don't allow that to be a negative thing of being underestimated. To know that, Lord, being underestimated has no reflection on them, that they remain focused and in a place to continue to walk by faith, trusting and believing in you, knowing that they are everything that you say that they are. And you have equipped them for such a time as this. And may they move forward in what it is that they came to do, being obedient to what it is you have them to do, knowing that whatever it is that they're facing, they remain in a place of faith, and you will continue to lead them and guide them and show them the way. God, I thank you right now, Lord. I praise you, Father, for the one that may have taken it to heart, for those that have been underestimating them, that may this be a moment that they be strengthened. May this be a time that they stand firm and believe that whatever it is that you assigned for them to do, that they walk in it and know that the opportunity has now presented itself to be the element of surprise. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.